This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Brandi Cyrus.
Wait, are we live?
And that's my mom, Tish. Sorry, she's stoned.
Okay, are we rolling?
We are rolling.
We are rolling with MT.
Okay, so wait, you just said some things hilarious. What I love about weed is, where were you going with that?
I was going with, like, so many things that kids are doing these days, like with certain types of alcohol mixed with energy drinks. And I just feel like it's so dangerous.
I agree.
And like people are having heart attacks and like from all the energy drinks with mixed with alcohol and stuff. And weed, that just does not happen.
I mean, not that you know of.
No, weed, that does not happen. And no one has ever been diagnosed with cancer or anything from weed smoke. They just haven't.
Okay.
And no one, like, people don't argue. People aren't stupid. Like, it's just literal heaven.
We have a live audience, just by the way, everybody listening.
We do.
Which makes this a really fun episode.
Should we introduce Keys and Maddie?
Oh, well, the stoners know Keys. Keys is no stranger to the podcast.
That is so true.
Keys is sitting here and she's saying preach with her eyes every time my mom says something about weed. Preach.
Because I'm just like, the fact that Gigi Hadid got arrested,
it's crazy,
is absolutely psychotic.
I agree.
But yet you can like get blasted at restaurants,
yeah,
and go get in your car and drink and drive and kill someone. And you can't smoke marijuana? I don't understand. Like, and honestly, alcohol, I'm sorry.
Your hair's a little nuts.
My hair is crazy. But I can't fix it because I can't figure out what the fuck side it's on.
It's too good.
I don't like that word at all. But, like, it's just, this is just, do I look normal now?
Yeah. Great.
Okay. Anyway, okay, I'll get off the weed kick.
Off the weed kick. Yay for weed. Our second audience member is Maddie. And Maddie is my adopted little sister. And she's here with us, which is very special.
She blows kisses.
Blows kisses. Well.
What are we talking about?
Well.
What are we talking about?
What are we talking about? I think we should talk.
Okay, real quick. Just how you did that. Uh-huh. You know who it reminds me of?
No. Who?
Okay, guys. I am obsessed with Oliver Hudson's Instagram.
You've been obsessed. Okay. Doesn't he have a podcast?
Yes. And I need to listen to it. It's him and his sister, who's Kate Hudson.
Maybe he should come on our podcast.
Oh. Okay. That's a dream. But anyway, you guys have to follow him, Oliver Hudson, on Instagram. He is the freaking funniest human ever because he just makes me laugh.
Okay.
But when you did that, it reminded me of it. So maybe I need to start my Instagram like that, where I just sing everything.
Well, you were singing. I don't know if we have it, but you were singing a few days ago into the mic. What were you singing?
Islands in the stream. That is what we are. No one in between. Where did we go? Sail away with me to another planet.
Oh, I don't know the words.
And we rely on each other.
How do you know the words to this? I don't know.
From one lover to another.
Wow.
My mother gave me every freaking lesson. Tap, jazz, ballet, acrobats, but no freaking singing lessons.
I was in chorus.
I feel like I could have been a pop star.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
I get it.
Dancer, I could give you that. Mm-hmm. I can give you that professional dancer. I don't know about international pop star.
Really? Mm-mm. I feel like
you're too fragile.
I am fragile. I'm too, you know what? You're right.
I know.
I'm way too sensitive for that.
I'm always right. I get sometimes that from my mother.
You totally know. Oh, hello. Now I'm coughing.
Oh my goodness. So wait, did we decide if we're talking about the you know what?
You tell me, sister.
Well, you tell me, like, are we doing the you know what?
Oh.
Are we yay or nay?
I want to.
You do want to.
But I do. I want to talk about it.
Guess what, guys?
I'm married. Oh, Keys is singing it. No, we're not. Oh. Is it "We ain't getting no young girls"? Let's just do it.
Oh, I thought it said "younger."
Is that the lyric? Hold on, I gotta see actually because
I thought it was "We ain't getting no younger."
That's what I thought too, but I don't know.
Classic, a '90s classic.
So Tish is married.
Tish is married.
We think we kept it a secret, but we truly won't know until it's over. And it ain't over right now.
It is not over as we podcast. I am not married. By the time this airs, I will be married.
Very married.
Very married. And it is nuts.
It's nuts. It's been a busy week. Oof. So today's Thursday. We did the bachelorette party last night. The Tishalorette, if you will. Yeah. The Tishalorette.
It was good.
Shout out Audrey Purcell for coining that term. Genius.
You killed that.
Yep. Mom's high school friends are in town from Kentucky. The infamous Missy and Paula. Yep. Shout out. I tried to get them on this episode, but they had to go down to Sunset Strip and live their 80s dream.
They wanted to go to the Rainbow Room.
The Viper Room.
And the whiskey.
Hilarious.
Gosh, I wish I could have gone.
I know. Honestly, that should have been your bachelorette. What were we thinking?
What were we thinking?
We should have been down on Sunset Strip.
Have.
That was... fucking missed opportunity.
We're gonna do my birthday there next year.
Okay, that sounds good.
We are doing my birthday this year. We should do that, yeah. At the Rainbow.
But Missy and Paula have to come back.
Tish at the Rainbow. It's scary.
I'm scared. I'm terrified.
And I will be old.
Can we crimp the hairs and like tease?
All of it. I need to wear Mammy used to make me that. It would just get a piece of spandex and cut it off, and she'd hem it. And it basically was a two top, but you wore it as a skirt.
Oh my God.
So I wore a two top and a pink skirt and lace socks and white pumps.
Mammy doing all of your custom couture at the ripe age of 17 is
she
everything.
Really was.
That is too good. The slutty couture.
It's such a dream.
So it's been a busy week, and tomorrow's the rehearsal, and then Saturday is the big old day.
Crazy down.
And I like stoners. I really thought she would be spiraling at this point.
I'm not.
You're not at all.
I know. And honestly, I'm not even nervous.
It's weird.
I was really nervous that I have to stand up in front of people and talk.
Uh-huh.
But I really don't have to talk that much.
No, everybody has to.
Everybody Pastor Dave has to talk.
For instance, my freaking sister last night put me on the spot at the Tishalorette. I was in charge of games. I was in charge of music. If it wasn't enough, she's like, "Brandy's doing a speech."
And I was hosting.
And I was like, "I am." And she was like, "Yeah, speech, speech." Nothing prepared. I had no clue I was giving a speech. I gave a damn speech.
She gave a great speech.
And I'm actually going to think about the one I give on Saturday now that I know I have to give one.
Oh, you are?
I guess.
Okay, great.
So now I'm prepared. So now it's got to be good.
This is awesome.
Yeah, it was.
And it's in front of a lot more people.
So I do better in front of a crowd.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Me too.
I don't know about that.
They get this from me.
I don't know about that. But yeah, that's the tea.
Honestly, people, I say elope.
Yeah.
You know what? It is a lot of work.
And this is a small thing. So I can't imagine a big...
This is Yeah. It's we're doing mostly just family and the closest of friends for the ceremony. Mm-hmm. And then it's bigger for the reception, which is 120 people.
But even that's pretty small.
And really?
120? Yeah.
Okay, great.
I feel like most weddings are 200 and up.
But I'm so, I didn't hire a wedding planner that just, I envisioned it and I just wanted it to do it all myself with the help of a lot of people, Molly's assistant, Pat, my assistant, Caddy, and just a lot of people, even Molly.
I came up with some games.
The games were fantastic.
They were super cute. Let me just tell you guys something. I asked a man to do one thing for me to pull this game off.
But he did it.
Oh, no. The first man I asked didn't do shit.
So who was that?
Harry.
Oh, Harry. Are you serious?
Okay. That's why I asked for his number. So guys, my cute idea, and this is not an original idea. I've seen people do this, right? It's I had this list of 12 questions and I wanted Dom to answer them about Tish and us record it and play it at the party.
It was great.
And then to turn it around, like I asked Tish the questions to play for Dom. And so I sent these 12 questions to his best friend who's at the house staying here with him. And to top it off, the guy is a fucking videographer.
I know, but I'm sure he was afraid to ask Dom.
Why?
Because Dom just like is a whole thing.
Okay. About- I texted him at 10 a.m. and I said, can you get me this by the Bachelorette? Oh, yeah. Sounds great. And he goes, actually, I'll see you at the Bachelorette. I'm taking photos. And I said, perfect. So I expected this guy to show up with this video. He shows up and I'm like, so you got my video? And he's like, what? Oh, no, sorry. I was like, are you kidding me? You had one job. So then I was like,
did he even ask?
What? The questions?
Did he even ask Dom?
No, I don't think so. I think he totally forgot. And I was like, men can't do anything.
No.
And so then I was like, all right, crunch time. So I asked Audrey, Dom's daughter, to help me. And she was like calling the boys, no answer. Damien, no response. I'm like, men cannot do anything.
He came through, guys.
No, so Therese was like overhearing Audrey and I's conversation.
Dom's
sister, thank you. There's too many people here. Therese. So Therese was like overhearing Audrey and I panicking and she was like, what's going on?
Yep.
And I was like, oh, I'm just trying to get these questions answered. It's like so simple. Like, why is this so hard? This is the mecca of the night. I have to have it. And she was like, I'll handle it. And she fucking handled it. I don't know who she called or what she did, but she made it happen and I was delivered a video within 20 minutes.
She is badass.
But you know what? You can't have men do anything.
No.
Women get shit done and that is the bottom line,
Absolutely. But I'm so glad Dom did it. It was so cute.
It was really cute.
It really was.
I know. So it was so fun because I also, as another game, came up with this like Tish Lurette quiz to have everybody at the party answer questions about Tish. And it was just fun. Like, it was just like a fun way to get everybody chatting and together. And it was like, what word does Tish use the most? Everybody was like, seriously, honestly. What was the other one? Too good.
Too good.
That's too good.
There was one more. What was it?
For real.
For real.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
It was too good.
It was good.
It was fun.
It was really fun.
We did fun stuff like that.
Is there any other ones? What was the other question?
I gave them all to you because I wanted you to read through all the answers because I'm sure they were hilarious. One of my favorite question was the very last one. It's what would Tish's memoir be titled? Some of the answers were incredible. Rolling.
Molly's was rolling.
What was the heaven one? Higher than heaven.
Higher than heaven. That is it.
That was too good.
That is it.
I loved that one.
I already know what my memoir is going to be called, but I can't tell you.
Yeah, you can't because someone will steal it.
No, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's good.
But higher than heaven is
higher.
Good.
Honestly, I feel like it's going to be what I want. And then underneath, higher than heaven.
Higher than heaven.
Sickening.
Sickening needed to be on the list.
Right. Nobody's memoir as good as mine.
Oh, I can't wait.
I have some tea to spill.
Piping.
Yep.
Piping.
On so many people. So many
things. Not just the one that you're thinking. No. So many more. So many people. I hope you get a lot of money for that because you deserve it.
$1 million.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, guys, we want to give a quick shout out to one of our favorite sponsors, Nutrafol. I take my Nutrafol. Do you take your Nutrafol?
I take my Nutrafol all the time.
I do too.
I'll have the one for 50 and over.
I was going to say, there's a few different formulas. There is one for women that are postmenopausal, would be my mother. and if you're confused about like which formula of Nutrafol is right for you, you can go on their website and they do have a quick hair quiz that you can take. You just answer a few questions and then they will tell you which formula is right for you. If you aren't familiar, Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. I've taken it for years.
I can tell a huge difference.
I can too. I have such like baby fine hair and not very much of it, but my hair does not shed. Like it really doesn't. And some of my girlfriends, like when they come on trips with me and stuff, their hair will be everywhere, like all over the sink and in the shower. I just do not lose hair like that.
And I feel like you used to and don't anymore.
I did. Honestly, maybe, but I definitely do not anymore. Like, I barely even lose hair in my brush when I brush
it out.
Well,
this is amazing. So tell the stoners how we get it.
Also, Nutrafol has a subscription that you can do so that it shows up on your doorstep.
I do a subscription.
Okay, so clutch. That way you never run out. All right, you guys, if you want to take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair for a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code STONED.
Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com spelled Nutrafol.com promo code STONED. That's Nutrafol.com promo code STONED.
All right, you guys, we want to tell you about another one of our sponsors. It's Lumi Deodorant. I think we've talked about them before. I keep one of these sticks in my carry-on bag when I'm traveling. I don't like deodorant. It's just one of those things that I never think to pack. So I just make sure I always have it on me. If you guys aren't familiar, Lumi is a whole body deodorant that was created by an OBGYN who saw firsthand how normal BO was being misdiagnosed and mistreated. This deodorant is baking soda free and paraben free, plus it's pH balanced for safe use. I know for me, like I've heard so much bad stuff about deodorant and like what's in it isn't great for you, that a lot of the traditional ones that you can buy at your local drugstore just aren't cutting it for me. So I really love Lumi. Plus they come in a variety of fresh, bright scents like clean tangerine, lavender sage, which is my favorite, and they also have toasted coconut.
And the great thing is you can use Lumi all over your entire body. So when you travel, it's so much easier just to have one product.
Plus, they also have deodorant wipes, which are super clutch, especially if you're on like the red eye or an overnight flight. And they also have body wash, which is really cute. And it comes in a mini travel size as well. Lumi offers a starter pack that's perfect for new customers. And as a special offer for our listeners, all new customers get 15% off Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off their starter pack.
Use code STONED for 15% off your first purchase of LumiDeodorant.com. That's code STONED at LumiDeodorant.com.
That's all the bachelorette. I mean, the bachelorette stuff we really have got. The wedding stuff, I mean, we've done a lot of prep. We've gotten spray tans. We've gotten manicures. In fact, I have no makeup on and my hair is crazy because I went and got a facial today. I haven't even told you about it. I got a facial today at Osea. You know, we love the Osea products.
Love.
They have the cutest little like skin studio in Venice. It's adorable. Indoor, outdoor with these like quaint little not massage rooms, but like treatment rooms. And she did this like anti-aging lymphatic drainage facial.
Like heaven.
It was incredible. Highly recommend. So yeah, we're just like getting prepped, you know?
You know, I was thinking though, but I mean, it's fine, but we do have the ring light on.
Mm-hmm.
But I was thinking I could have been a little more frozen from the Botox.
No, you always do this, but I don't think you should be too frozen.
You don't?
No.
Okay.
We want to see your expression when you're teary on the altar.
I just look bad. Well, I read the most ridiculous thing about myself from a tabloid.
Today?
So I'll tell you the real truth is, yes, I did lose some weight, but they were like, Tish is starving herself.
And she, I hate when they do this.
She won't eat, drink anything but something and eat something because she's determined to get to a size zero. The truth is, if I look a little bit thinner, when we were in Rome, I had a real problem with food. Everybody.
Well, and you were just spiraling.
I just do not travel well.
No.
We talk about this. I don't travel well. And I honestly have smoked pot for like 10 years mm-hmm. and I went over there cold
honestly.
Turkey. And I feel like I literally just was just not in a great place mentally or physically.
Mm-hmm.
My stomach hurt the whole entire time I was there.
Yeah, it did.
Like the food was heavy or I didn't like it. And I just honestly lost like 6 pounds and I was upset about that. So I've been eating and I'm back to my normal weight,
mm-hmm.
but absolute nonsense.
Yeah.
0000
We're setting the record straight
here.
We are
setting the record straight. Yeah. I'm tired of it.
You tell them. Was it Daily Mail? They're like the worst tabloid.
I mean, it was ridiculous. I was like, what?
The Daily Mail stuff is just like, who would believe this? But people do because, you know.
Yeah.
It's a nightmare.
We have. You know what's great? And that is now that you guys know that I just went through a wedding. And when we can do some high design and just stuff about weddings.
Oh, yeah.
I have been through it. And so I have like all the answers.
All of the answers. Yeah. So if you guys have wedding questions, now is the time to call in and ask those for Dear MT.
Absolutely.
Because we got answers.
And it is like a lot.
It is
having
a lot.
A wedding.
I know.
Especially like if you're a control freak. I think if you can.
Keys, buckle up.
If you can hire a wedding planner and truly just turn it over to them, I think it would be so easy.
She's going to let you do it.
But oh, yay. I would love that. But like truly, like if you could just turn it over to somebody, best thing you could do. Because it is just a lot.
Yeah, it is.
But anyway,
keep burping.
I'll let you know if it's worth it.
Speaking of high design, I think we should jump in and do a high design segment.
Right.
Because one of our live audience members here is super excited about it and has some high design questions for Tizzle.
Great.
So I'm going to give her the mic because she is coming in hot.
Here we go.
All right, Tiz. I was just looking at dining room tables.
Yes.
And a big thing right now is like the wood tables, like circular wood tables.
Right.
But I have like your color wood floors. Uh-huh. Does that look good?
Yes.
Yeah. There's just wood on wood.
I actually love it.
Really?
I think it's like, instead of not being like modern, but I think it's very clean looking.
That's what I'm kind of going for.
And I love that look right now.
A rug?
No, like, I think you could do a rug, but like almost like a round rug or something fun. Even almost like in that color, almost like the, you know, sisal or whatever.
Jute.
Like a jute rug.
Yeah. But what if the living room and kitchen, they run into each other?
That's okay.
But what if I got a big rug for the living room?
Uh-huh.
And you do a dining room rug next to it?
Maybe no rugs. Maybe no rug.
Yeah.
But I still love the white oak dining table on white oak floors.
Okay.
I think it's so pretty.
Are yours white oak?
They're basically this color, yeah. If that's what white oak is. Yeah. I don't know.
Which is my favorite. Yeah. And I really do. The reason I did a darker color in my room here is because it's technically like the man cave. So, and you know, this tile is actually, I love it. And it was here ever since I built the house or remodeled the house in like, well, Molly was 16, 17. And I still love it. It's the black round tile. And so I did a dark table just because I felt it was like more masculine. And then it's a little, some cream boucle chairs around.
I love them. Oh, okay. Headboard, bed. I need, where do you go to get those? Like, how do you like find them? Oh, yeah.
And Sherpa. You know what? I just love my bed in my bedroom right now. And it's literally Crate and Barrel.
I gotta go look at it. I've been looking at
and it's and what I love about it is like, it's a upholstered headboard, but it's almost like it has a pillow top on front. Mm-hmm. And so when you set up against it to watch TV or anything, it's like nice, it's soft, and it is so chic and pretty.
What mattresses have you been using?
I forget what we get.
We never
have Mattress Beauty King.
Or they launder money.
I did just see that.
Oh my
God. No, Mattress King does not launder money. Mattress King is great. We love them.
Also, though, we're staying at our friend Susie's house because my mom booted me for Dom's family this week. It's fine. Fine. And Susie has a super comfortable bed. And Keys was like, where's this from? It's a W Hotels mattress. And she loves it.
I love the W Hotel mattress.
I mean, I'm not getting it. It's a little pricey, but It is pretty comfy.
I love Beauty Rest.
Yeah.
And Stearns and Foster. Remember, we loved them for a long time. So this is one of my favorites. It's the Integra Boost, which helps keep your weed fresher.
It sure does. Integra specially brings you plant-based solutions for top-tier cannabis storage and packaging.
And my favorite part is that with the terpenes, that you can kind of mix and match and make them different flavors and just kind of specialize your weed.
Totally. Plus, they are precision-crafted plant-based packs that are entirely food-safe, so they can be used with any of your cannabis products. Integra offers an array of sizes and relative humidity levels for storing flower, pre-rolls, gummies, blunt wraps, and so much more.
For more information, check them out at www.integraboost.com or at Integra Herbal on Instagram. Use code SWS at checkout for 15% off of your next online purchase at www.integraboost.com.
All right, stoners, we want to give a quick shout out to one of our podcast sponsors, here she freaking goes. Mother, we need to tell the stoners about mood.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, is right. If you guys don't know, Mood is known for their federally legal THC.
Oh.
And now they're adding their most potent product yet to the lineup, which that's perfect for Tish. She loves the potency.
Honestly, I love Mood.
Yeah. Well, great.
They're like, they are so good. They really do have something for every single mood. And it actually works the way it says that it does.
Oh, it does.
Yes, it does.
What's your favorite product, would you say?
You know what? I love their pens.
Mm,
they are really good.
Okay, cool. Yeah, Mood offers things like flower, gummies, vapes, and more. And they have this THCA product that converts into THC when you heat it, and you get access to the classic marijuana high. Mood's latest and most potent breakthrough in the world of legal cannabis. All of their products are regularly tested in third-party labs and sourced from small family farms and pesticide-free, which is so important. They have different strains for specific moods, hence the name of the brand. So whether you want like a euphoric, energized feeling, or you're feeling more creative and want to chill, they have something for everybody and plenty of versatile products that go with whatever mood you're going for.
Try Mood's new THCA flower today. For a limited time only, get 20% off your first order and a free THCA pre-roll. Just go to HelloMood.com and use promo code SWS. That's HelloMood.com, code SWS for 20% off your order and a free THCA pre-roll.
Cute.
Weirdly, Keys showed me this tile. They just put an offer in on a house, her and her boyfriend, soon to be fiance, that they just put an offer in on a house, and the bathroom has this very teal green tile in the shower area. And, you know, it's like everything else is kind of white, although there is a beautiful white oak vanity, which is amazing. And so she asked me, like, oh, this is so, it stands out so much. Like, you know, what would you do in here in the tub? And I had just been to get to this spa at the proper hotel. And it's called Surya. It is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. And in the bathroom there, that you have a bathroom in every treatment room. And it was literally a very similar teal tile all in the shower. But they had also brought it around and done it all in front of the tub. So the tub just looks completely built in. And the tile is just the walls, the front of the tub. And then they painted the walls a dark, moody blue to match the tile. And so the whole thing is just super, super moody. And they did a really pretty light up mirror. And I think you always think those are so expensive, but you can get those on Wayfair and Amazon so cheap. And it is just such a moody, vibey. The weird thing was I had taken pictures of it because I was so obsessed with it. And then Keys asked me, and I'm like, you are not going to believe this. Like, I literally took pictures of this bathroom today. And so I think we can put up some inspo. Yeah. Great. I'm obsessed with it. Great. It's beautiful. And I also, what I love about it is I love a dark, moody bathroom. And especially like, it just, I don't know. It's just so pretty. And like, I can just imagine taking a bath in there, and candles and the moody blue and green.
Keys is thinking about sexy time.
Or that. I feel like sex in the shower and the bathtub's overrated.
Brand doesn't like that.
I don't like that either. Ew, yuck, no.
Yeah, you on the edge of the tub and it, yeah.
This is not okay. Yeah. No, I say be sweet. Not always, but...
I think that's kind of all of the ones that I was thinking of. I mean, obviously, I'm going to need you to come and help me.
I can't wait. Sounds fun. Yeah.
Love.
Okay. What a great high design segment.
That was.
Truly love.
We got any deer in
peace? Oh, we sure do. Let me pull them up.
Hi, Fish and Brandy. My name is Deja. I am in the process of redoing my shower. And the contractor asked me for inspiration photos, and I'm having such a hard time finding something that is not white subway tile. I want something that's neutral because we will be selling in about 4 years. We're military, so won't be here forever, but I want something timeless, really clean looking. I wanted to know if you guys had any advice for me. Love the show. And fun fact, I also have a daughter named Noah. So go gender neutral name. Love the podcast. Talk to you later. Bye.
All these tile and bathroom questions.
Seriously.
So I also am just so tired of the just everything's white. Now I do love a cream or a toe or something like that. But I also, now I am very girly, but there is this neutral tile, and I think it's by Zia Tile.
I am very girly.
And it's called more like a terracotta color.
Yep.
But it's almost like, it almost lends like a corally color or something.
I like that color.
It is so freaking pretty. So it also is, it's kind of between that and like just it, but it's neutral. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like a blushy neutral. Mm-hmm. And I'm dying to use a champagne. And I just think that that could still be so pretty with like a cream paint.
Totally.
Like a cream colored paint and this like kind of neutral, sandy, terracotta, salmon color. Tile.
Yeah. The other thing, Keys and I were at your Malibu trailer yesterday.
I'm obsessed with my tile in
What's
there.
What's the tile in there called?
It's Zia Tile. It's called Zelliage.
Uh-huh. But what, like, is it like a, is that what the...
It's concrete.
It is just concrete?
But it's Zelliage means like, instead of it being like a flat tile, it's all like uneven textured. And textured.
Yeah. Speaking of, we didn't even talk about Domino Magazine feature, baby.
Okay, guys. If you did not see it, go to my Instagram. It's in the link in my bio. Brandy and I just did a little old thing with Domino Magazine, which is an interior design magazine on my trailer in Paradise Cove.
Yep. Yep. And so you can see all the photos of the little trailer. We talk about it all the time.
It's so cute.
It's so freaking cute.
And honestly, the pictures turned out so amazing.
Yeah, they're good.
I loved it.
Yeah, she says weed, but all I did was show up in a cute outfit.
I know, and that outfit was so good.
It was good.
Yes.
I know.
But yeah, so if you haven't seen it, check it out. So when we talk about the trailer in Paradise Cove, you guys can kind of picture it because it's so, talking about design, it looked amazing.
I know. They slayed. Can we just talk about this perfect angel that is under the
desk?
Yes,
Azzy.
Have you ever seen a more angelic face in your whole life?
Honestly, she is being amazing.
I mean, she is an angel sent straight from heaven.
Of course, we're talking about Astra.
Astra Sky is laying here so sweet. If you'd like to call into DRMT and ask us anything, any kind of advice that you want Tish's advice on, you know, proceed with caution on that. But like, call away. You can ask High Design questions, anything you'd like. That number is 5167-STONER. Classic. That number does only work for U.S. listeners. So if you're international, we love that too, but you're going to need to go to the Instagram account, send us a direct message. If you could start the message with DRMT so that I know that that's a DRMT message, that helps me filter through. And then you can either type out your question, or if you want to leave an actual audio message, you can voice record a message on Instagram and send it so we can still play it live on the podcast. We love you guys. I think I'll just give, you know, a collective just for the stoners. Congrats to Mrs. Cyrus Hafen Purcell.
I just want to praise him.
Praise him.
I am Wendy Green right now.
Hey, Wendy.
We're going to cut that.
Your jaw. Okay, stoners. We got to go.
See ya.
Love ya.
This podcast has been brought to you by Podcast Nation.